Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul sitting in for a little while from Elder Seasham. She'll be joining us after the first break. This is Financial Survival. As always, this is Wednesday, the 14th. I can't believe it's already the 14th of December, but it is. Welcome to today's program. We're glad you're with us. We have a lot to talk about today. Of course, we're going to get Wendy Wilson on in a minute, we hope. We're having a little problem right now connecting with her. We'll get on as soon as possible. But we'll get started, as always, with our market reports and what's going on financially as best we can while we're waiting for Wendy to get on here. And, you know, I was looking at the metals today. I didn't get a chance to check them yesterday, but it looked like gold did pretty well yesterday. Lost some ground today, but it's still over 1,800. 1,807.27, down 231. Silver is almost 24, 23.88, down 20 cents. Palladium, 1,028, down 3. Platinum. Palladium was down $1,917. So metals had an up day, looks like, and gold still holding pretty well, and so is silver. So that is good news. That truly is good news. As far as the markets go, all the U.S. markets were down. Not much, but down. The Dow was 33,937, down 170. S&P was 39,92, down 27. NASDAQ was down 89, 11,167. FTSE was down 0.09% to 74.95. DAX was down 0.26% to 14,460. Hang Seng was up 0.39% to 19,673. The Nikkei was up 0.72% to 28,156. The USDX is still dropping, down 36 to 103.62. Oil was up $2.03 to $77.42, so a mixed bag there. But I'm glad to see gold is back over 1,800 and seems to be pretty steady at that right now. I just wait and see what happens in the future, of course. I can't tell what's going to happen, but we will see in the very near future. But I'm just glad to see that even if it's down a little bit, it's still up higher than it had been for quite a while. We do have our guest today, Wendy Wilson, who is, as always, I'm sure is ready to give us a bunch of information. With her sparkly attitude and her knowledge, and it's good, always good to have her. Wendy, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there like everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold down here in North Carolina. It's in the 40s. I never seen the like. It's a little premature.
It's in the 40s up here, too, so don't feel bad.
Oh, well, we're south of the Mason-Dixon. We're not supposed to be that cold.
Well, it happened. We're south of it, too, but it does happen. Wintertime, the weather had been screwy anyway. You know that.
Yeah. I thought we'd talk about a topic that we're revisiting a little bit, and it's called freedom to choose, because right now you can go out to multiple stores, and you can select supplements, homeopathic products, but just think in the near future you won't be able to do that. What do you think, Pastor Butch?
Well, they've been trying to do this to us now for several years, so you think you pretty well got it covered now?
Well, some new stuff has surfaced, and even Congress has got into motion, so we seem to be moving into less flexible society and governance, really, and they're pressuring the FDA to change its policy with regards to natural therapies, supplements, homeopathics. Now, they've tried to do that in the past, but it started back up again, likely due to the COVID pandemic, because they noticed more people turned to natural therapies during the pandemic. Now, this was published at the Harvard Digital Review. Now, this was published in 97, 25 years ago. Just listen to these two statements. It says, alternative medicine has already established a role for itself in the health care of many Americans. A cohort policy toward alternative medicine and a more flexible regulatory scheme are required of FDA if Americans are to be given the freedom to choose different forms of health care safely and wisely. I think that word if is really interesting.
Yes.
So if we're looking ahead, you know, Americans really need to be prepared for the possibility of a new regulation similar, if not identical, to the European Union. So over the last 80 years, the FDA has garnished more authority and control over product markets. Now, in the 1930s, the FDA classified medicinal herbs as a food source separate from prescription drugs, and they were exempted from regulation. But since that time, natural therapies have been proven, you know, they have a pretty good track record of safety. Yet in today's climate, Pastor Butch, there is this push for new legislation and regulation over what is the safest medicine on the planet. So if you're asking why this is happening, this quote should explain it. This is from Alliance for Natural Health USA, who recently said, "In the eyes of the FDA, it seems that the besetting sin of natural therapies, as with supplements, is that they can, under certain circumstances, compete with FDA-approved drug company drugs, the very drugs that pay the FDA's bills, including staff salaries." They went on to say, "There is the possibility that the FDA might try to gain control over the homeopathic and other remedies, which, if history is any indicator, could result in their removal from the market for bearing, quote, ineffective and not backed by science."
Yes, yes.
Now, that's really important for listeners to remember, because what I'm going to tell you next is going to link to that. So you've got this congressional push. Congress has a history of, you know, protecting drug companies, and more Americans renewed their interest in natural therapies since the COVID instance. And the medical establishment noticed this, and so did Congress, has introduced this new legislation on dietary supplements. This was a review from the Pew Research Center in Washington. They said, "Amid consumers' rising dietary supplement use, which spiked during the COVID pandemic, Senators Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Mike Brown, a Republican in Indiana, this past April have introduced legislation that would give the FDA greater oversight into supplement products." So if the legislation is passed, you're going to see a radical change to the supplement industry in which the FDA will have further control. And here's what they're trying to get. Which supplements would be approved for the market, they'll determine that. The ability to approve ingredients in your supplements. Limit the number of supplement brands that are on the market, Chris, because right now they feel that there's too many on the market right now. Also, mandatory product testing. Now, that's huge. Why would that be huge, Pastor Butch?
Well, it's control.
Well, it is, but okay, so if you wanted to get a supplement on the market in one of the European Union countries, like Australia, one product would cost you $100,000 to get approved. Now, usually small and mid-sized supplement companies don't have deep pockets to do that.
That's true.
Yeah. So, so the European Union actually went through this same thing. So in 2003, the United Nations created the Food Harmonization Code, or also known as the Global Harmonized System, in which the standardized products, all products, they want to shoot for standardized products on the market, which is, you know, crazy. Because here's the reason. To standardize a natural source, let's say lettuce or tomatoes, okay, you have to genetically modify them. You can't let them just grow naturally in nature in different soils in different regions, because they'll be different depending on where you plant them.
True.
So they want to dissect all the nutrition in all products like that and standardize them, okay? And what'll have in there, what they think it should have in there. So, and you may have noticed, this, Pastor Butch, when you ship things, there's an HS code. It's a six-digit code. It's used by international shipping carriers on parcels. And this brings sanctions as food legislation is enacted around the world. So these laws are always in review, and they're added to by the European Commission. So when this was enacted, a decade ago in the European Union, the people of the European Union lost instantly the ability to purchase over 20,000 supplements. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. Yes, I did. Yes, I
did. This is a really huge system. It impacts agriculture, trade, manufacturing. It's eventually going to affect every consumer on planet Earth. So the point is, the U.S. has never been this close to becoming a Western branch of the European Union.
Wow.
And that's what we're becoming, because when they took over in the European Union, the Commission, the European Commission, and they determined that only single herb formulas that they approved of could be on the market. Okay? So the world governance agencies and the FDA have watched the supplement market grow substantially since 1994, and this worries them. So it is really apparent that your people want natural medicines, but certain agencies and governments want to restrict and control that market. So according to the Pew Review, the FDA is not currently equipped to tightly regulate the supplement industry, but they want them to be. Therefore, the push for these regulations, and yes, the supplement industry that has a safety record above and beyond prescription medicines seems to need, they say, more regulation.
And imagine what that would do to the price of them, too.
That's exactly it. Pew Review says this: the FDA needs to provide more robust surveillance and consumer protection of the supplement market. You know, when's the last time you saw a death by supplement on a death certificate?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's look at the regulation cost, because we all know that when you have more regulation, the cost of products increase. So at first, the new regulations will seem harmless, with manufacturers registering their company with the FDA and maybe providing ingredient lists and other information the agency deems mandatory. So all that costs money and time, and that means the consumers will be footing that bill as it's passed on to them in the marketplace. Now, Pastor Butch, did you know that people of the European Union can't purchase any herb supplements that contain more than one herb ingredient? So check your pantry and see what supplements have maybe 2, 5, or even 12 ingredients that will most likely become missing from store shelves with the FDA embracing the Global Food Harmonization Code. Now, this code name is also Codex Alimentarius. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. Yes.
And
yes.
Why does that name matter, Codex Alimentarius? Do you know why that name matters?
No, I don't.
Okay, it means that whatever is in the code has to be based on sound science. So if you can't prove it through scientific research, you can't have a product on the market.
Well, the drug companies do it all the time.
Right. That means, you know, it will be, you know, implementation requiring manufacturers of supplements to provide scientific support of their product to the FDA, and drug companies invest millions in providing that type of information.
Exactly. They can afford to do that, and that's the whole point. And then they lie to us and get by with it.
Well, yeah, the raw clinical data never sees the light of day, so you really don't know what happened in clinical trials. Not really. So now you see why Europeans lost thousands of supplement products due to the excessive cost of complying with regulations. So the only companies that will remain are your drug companies making their versions of your supplements.
Yeah, yeah.
And can America live with that?
And it'll be all artificial, too. Nothing natural, I'm sure, because the artificial is cheaper.
Well, that's what pseudonutricals are about. They're part pharmaceutical, part supposedly natural ingredient, you know? Nutraceuticals,
right.
you heard that term?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's part pharmaceutical, part supposedly organic ingredient. So this would be the time to contact your, you know, representatives. And, you know, you're going to be told that the legislation is nothing like the European Union, but this is the first step. Their foot in the door to become like the EU. There is no congressional legislation that does not undergo resolutions or adjustments, you know?
True.
They add to them, they modify them, and so forth and so on. So so the current guidelines right now set up by the FDA for the supplement industry is they have to list ingredients, and when the package size allows it, they can include a supplement facts panel. They can include allergy alerts, cautionary information, and most supplement manufacturers adhere to those guidelines and have even voluntarily started testing ingredients for heavy metals. So like all the herb farms we do business with, that's what they test every crop, and they have reports on every crop they can provide you. So majority of your adulterated supplements, you know, a few bad apples ruin it for everybody, right, Pastor Butch?
Sure. Always.
So the small number of adulterated supplements, and even your adulterated prescription drugs, those are imported. Those are coming from outside the U.S., like China. Now, American consumers want quality products, and they deserve it. And the fact is, a majority of your supplements made here in the United States are already very good. And we need to be really wise what we ask our legislators to do in highly regulating the supplement market, because it can backfire and it can remove more products than you think.
That's true.
There was an FDA, former FDA employee who inspected, you know, did inspections and said that, you know, he was never worried about the supplement industry in the United States because they adhered to the guidelines and they made pretty good stuff. So he was not worried about them. So, you know the scriptures, Pastor, but it says prove everything and be
sure.
Wise.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Now, thousands of years of use of medicinal herbs is quite a track record, you know.
Yep.
You don't pass on what doesn't work. So, you know, doctor moms down through the centuries, they had their herb gardens and they passed on to the daughters the information on medicinal stuff that works. So, and when God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, God can't lie.
No, he can't.
I'm going to.
But we're down about the last 30 seconds or 35 seconds, so you might want to give that numbers two or three times.
Sure, I trust God's medicine over man's, for sure.
Anytime.
If you want a free catalog from Apothecary Herbs, call 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. And we're having our Christmas sale. It's 30% off, and details online, or call for more information.
All right. And Wendy, you said it, natural is always better. If you can get natural foods fresh off the farm, like eggs and different things, get them. They're God's
Absolutely.
Way of making things.
Well, herbs are the original medicine. They're not
Yes.
an alternative medicine.
Yes. That's true. That's very true. Thank you, Wendy.
Yep, you're welcome.
See you next week.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, back at the break, we're going to have Bejewelment Melody Cedarstrom. Don't go away.
$100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working for a living. Working for a living, never, never working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be lost now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they
All righty, folks, we are back in the Leaders in Financial Survival. It is Wednesday, 14 December 2022, and we're now joined by the actual host, the actual real host of the radio broadcast. She's going to join us for a little bit here, and we're going to talk to Melody Cederstrom. Melody, welcome to your program today.
Well, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you.
You do a fantastic job.
Pardon? I want to hear that again.
And I just thought it was my mic that I couldn't hear. You do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel good. I'm glad. I want
to. Yeah, you
do. I love hosting the program with you, and you have some great listeners. I want you to know that. I mean, people actually care about you and the program. They really do.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. That's what makes me keep coming back.
Absolutely. If they weren't there, there'd be no point in us being here, would they?
No, there wouldn't be.
Or
we could have just a bunch of unhappy people, but we don't have them. We have great ones.
We certainly do. I'll let you get started off what you want to talk about, then we'll go from there and follow up on value. I just talked about the metals. Lost a little bit today, but they're holding pretty good, by golly. Gold's still over 1,800. Silver's almost 24. It's doing very well.
Absolutely, it is. And, we're going to continue. But everybody knows the future of the dollar. Everybody knows that the future of gold, and gold is certainly, one of the few items to hold in a long-term investment. I was listening to an interview with this one guy, and the host kept asking him, what does he think would be a good long-term investment? And he couldn't think of one. Then he went back, cash. Why in the world would you want to hold a ton of cash? I mean, it makes no sense at all. But, we often talk about the timing, that no one knows the timing and so forth. And I think it's because they have the ability. If we think that D.C. is corrupt, then you also have to know that D.C. is corrupt to the point of Wall Street also. And I'm just going to do this report real quick because I know you want to talk about some really important things. But remember when the inflation numbers came out? Well, there was a lot of heavy trading 60 seconds before the CPI hit. And the press secretary for Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre, she was asked about this. And she just brushed, and as they do, they just brushed off the question. She said, no, there was no chance that anyone in the White House leaked the November inflation report before its 8:30 a.m. publication. She said, there was just too much fuss was being made, as she saw it, over what were just some minor market movements. But there's nothing minor about it. The rally that took hold in just seconds before the better-than-expected inflation number hit the Labor Department's website. You don't see stock futures suddenly spike more than 1%. Trading in Treasury futures surged, pushing benchmark yields lower by about 4 basis points. And those are major moves in such a short period of time, bigger than full session swings on some days. And they should get scrutinized by the so-called regulators, but you know they don't regulate anything, and they certainly don't check anything. But even if a leak is only one of several possible explanations for why traders suddenly started buying right before the report was published. So we had this significant trading activity ahead of the market-changing news. Certainly is suspicious, but we've seen these days before. And if they do this and release these information, I know they do, you know, but what's anybody going to do about it? So they made tons of money. And, you know, it's, you know, those numbers are leaked. Even the, I believe it was the BLS spokesperson, Cody Parkinson, had commented by email that even though the agency was not aware of any early release, some government officials do routinely receive the data before publication under federal guidelines. And, of course, we all know. I mean, they go in there broke, and they come out wealthy people. And this is just part of the way that I believe, my personal opinion, that they become wealthy. It's all inside trading. They get all these numbers before they're released. Everybody knows what they're going to do. And except for the poor guy out there that's trying to invest, is the little guy. And it's, so again, it's just another sign. It's just another sign. So
it is. It's just another sign of how much everything is controlled, Melody.
Absolutely.
They play the American people like checkers on a checkerboard. They move us where they want us. And we can think we're doing this on our own. But we're not. Very few people have the ability to even predict your financial future to any certain point for any length of time because everything's changing every day. You know, and
absolutely.
Anything can happen any day. Anything can happen any day now. I mean, anything can happen any day now. There's so much chaos in the world.
Yes, and I just want to make a comment on this. The Fed raises interest rates 0.5 point to the highest level in 15 years. And the Federal Open Market Committee voted to boost the overnight borrowing rate 0.5 percentage point, taking it to a targeted range between 4.25% and 4.5%. Along with the increase came an indication that officials expect to keep rates higher through the next year with no reductions until 2024. And it was interesting because I did hear this person comment about, if we go back to 2008, what really began the undoing of the housing market was certainly the all the subprime mortgages and so forth, but it was rising interest rates. So, so here we are again. And of course, back in 2008, it was the derivatives and everything, but, you know, we talked about derivatives on this program too. The same program. They do the same thing, and you have the same results. So.
Yeah, all we can tell people is this, and folks, I don't set dates at all. But things are not looking good for a lot of different reasons. And I highly advise you, please prepare yourself as best you can. I know if you're like me, you can't afford to do a lot. But certainly you can afford to buy a water filter system. You can certainly maybe afford to buy a little bit of storable food. It don't be expensive things. Canned goods are better than nothing. But prepare yourself. Maybe some way to keep electricity on for a while if the power goes off. In some way to protect some of your money. I mean, if you got it in paper, I don't care if it's 401k, IRAs, whatever it is, or Social Security checks, they're going to end or be drastically cut in the very near future. I would suggest you call Melody and get what you can in hard assets. You say, well, what do I do with them? I guarantee you there'll be ways that you can move hard assets around. Gold and silver, for example, have always been desired by people for different things. So it'll never go to nothing. And it's in your hand. It's not waiting to be put in the bank direct deposit. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. Ask questions. 800-375-4188. She'll answer your question just as honestly as she possibly can. And that's more than safe for a lot of people that I've dealt with in the past. But anyway, go ahead, Melody. I'll get on some news.
Well, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Iran. I said to you earlier today, did you see some of these headlines? And they certainly are. You know, it makes you queasy in the stomach about how Putin is ready in nukes to strike the West and so forth. And I know you wanted to talk about that.
Well, I do. I've got four or five articles here about this. And, folks, these are real articles. I'm not making these up. These are actually things that are being said and being done. The first one here is entitled Shelters, Backpacks, and FM Radios. Kyiv prepares for nuclear war. If Kyiv is struck by nuclear bomb, Serhiy Demetyuk, biggest fear is that he will survive the blast but die anyway from hunger, thirst, or cold. So he has assembled what he calls his nuclear backpack, crammed with enough provisions and survival paraphernalia to sustain him for a week. I don't think it's long enough, but he's doing something. And Pavlo Huk, who has compiled a similar pack, is kitting out the basement of his home and his workplace and has rented a house in the countryside, planning to equip it with a generator, food, and fuel. His worries that friends and relatives who have shrugged off the threat would die because they have not taken the similar precautions. Natalia Samama fears only that she will be separated from her 5-year-old son, Misha, and she has been drilling him on the importance of following adults to a shelter whenever the sirens sound. She won't let him go, let him out without his own version of a nuclear backpack. A school bag containing a Transformers toy, snacks, and his favorite book, The Boy Who Lives with Dragons. I can't believe we have to do this in the 21st century, she said. To varying degrees, residents of Kyiv are contemplating the once unthinkable possibility that their city could be targeted by a nuclear bomb. Ominous reference by Russian President Vladimir Putin that he's prepared to use all necessary means to win Ukraine, and frequent chatter on Russian TV talk shows advocating the use of nuclear weapons gives grounds for the concerns. You know, people, if this starts in Ukraine, it's not going to end in Ukraine. This will very quickly escalate into a world war. And only God in heaven knows what it's going to mean if it happens. We don't know. We think we do, but we don't. And the U.S. is pushing this scenario as hard as they can. I hate to think they're doing it on purpose, but I'm beginning to wonder if they really care. U.S. poised to send Patriot missiles to Ukraine, officials say. The United States is poised to approve sending its most advanced ground-based air defense system to Ukraine, responding to the country's urgent request to help defend against an onslaught of Russian missile and drone attacks, two U.S. officials said on Tuesday. Defense Secretary Lloyd J. Austin, the third, could approve a directive as early as this week to transfer one Patriot battery already overseas into Ukraine, the official said, speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberations. Final approval would then rest with President Biden. White House, Pentagon, and State Department officials declined to comment on details of the transfer of any Patriot batteries, which, if approved, would amount to one of the most sophisticated weapons the United States has provided Ukraine. The Patriot system can knock down Russian ballistic missiles, unlike other systems the West has provided, and can hit targets much further away. We have been very clear that the United States will continue to prioritize sending air defense systems to Ukraine to help our Ukrainian partners defend themselves from the brutal Russian aggression that we've seen for the better part of a year now, Ned Price, the State Department spokesman, told reporters on Tuesday. Folks, it's heating up. It's heating up very, very quickly. And I would urge you again, prepare yourself. Kremlin vows to take out Patriot batteries if U.S. sends to Ukraine. There you go, folks. If we send it, they say they're going to take it out. Well, I don't think, we're going to read an article in a minute, that Putin is not bluffing. I don't think Putin is a bluffer. I really don't. Russia responded to Wednesday's to the prior day report from Pentagon sources that the Biden administration is finalizing plans to send anti-air defense missiles to Ukraine in what will constitute the longest-range defense system transferred from the West to today. The Kremlin said on Wednesday that U.S. Patriot missile defense systems will be a legitimate target for Russian strikes against Ukraine, so the United States authorized them to be delivered to support Kyiv. The Russian military has long sought to target both Western arms depots inside Ukraine, as well as inbound shipments traveling the country, which is part of the reason why early on in the invasion it heavily targeted a national rail network. The Deputy Chairman of Secretary Council of Russian Dmitry Medvedev posted the following warning statement directed at the U.S. to his Telegram account. If, as Stoltenberg hinted, NATO supplies Kyiv fanatics with Patriot complexes along with NATO personnel, they will immediately become a legitimate target of our armed forces. I hope that the Latinian impotents understand this. This is not something, folks, we just should shrug off. We're talking possible nuclear war here if this keeps pushing along. Putin readies nuke missile for launch as Yar's rocket able to strike UK and US is locked and loaded in silo near Moscow. Folks, I was alive in 1962, I believe it was, during the Cuba crisis, but I wasn't aware as a young boy what this meant. I think this is approaching that, if not already up to the same level of threat. Vladimir Putin renewed his nuke threat against the West by preparing to ready a nuclear missile for launch. Footage shows a huge Russian Yars rocket able to hit the UK and US being loaded into a silo at a base near Moscow. The intercontinental ballistic missile has a 7,500-mile range, and when nuclear armed, reportedly 12 times more destructive than the atomic bomb dropped in Hiroshima. It was seen in Russian propaganda being installed in a launch pad using a space transport and loading unit, but there is no indication of any order for imminent launch. Putin was seen in late October overseeing the launch of a similar Yars nuclear missile on a mock attack on the West amid high tension in a war with Ukraine. In the drills, Russia reportedly practiced a response to a Western nuclear attack and were aimed at targeting the UK and the U.S. I think maybe we should take that seriously. This next article I'm going to read is a little bit lengthy. I'll wait to pay off I'll start it maybe before the break, but Putin doesn't bluff. This is written by a gentleman named Rickards. Putin doesn't bluff. Mel, do you want to add anything to this before we move on?
No, I don't. The only thing that I have a little bit of hope in is, you know, that they realize that, you know, if he did drop the bomb in Ukraine and so forth, you know, Russia would be annihilated, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, yes, he would get even. I mean, so then what's the point of going after Ukraine? What's the point of it all? They win nothing. No one wins.
No one wins. That's the point. So, we hit them, they hit us. What do we gain besides death of millions of people?
The first time it was used, nobody else had it. So, you know, the only thing that got destroyed was what was hit. So, you know, but now, they would be destroyed. So to me, it's like, why would he do that?
Both countries are playing Russian roulette right now, so to speak.
No pun intended.
That's what they're doing.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's so is it something that he would want to be done? No, but if, you know.
Well,
then you just don't know. I mean, I just hope that he thinks more about Russia than his people than.
Yes.
And that's saving too, face. By the way. And that's saving
on
face.
On our side. That's too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, I hear the music. Do you want to take us out, or?
I can. Folks, right back at the break. A lot more to talk about. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. This is Pastor Butch Paul and Melody Cedar. Miss, join us today. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. Do what you can as quick as you can prepare. And you know what? Really, this is really, let this sink in a second. If this all goes by and nothing happens, and we're still here 5 years from now, and you bought up some real financial tools to survive with, or some storable food, guess what? You can always sell it. You can eat it. You have lost nothing. Whereas if you do nothing and things do happen, you've lost everything. Think about that. 800-375-4188. I do want to start an article here, Putin Doesn't Bluff. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's worth reading. There's so much news, Melody, to talk about. We'll never get it all done in one program. We'll have to do it again maybe some more on Friday. But we can't touch where things happen. With FTX and all the other nonsense going on, and we couldn't cover the news if we were on 3 hours a day.
I'm not going to do 3 hours. I'll do two, but not three.
Okay, all right. But this article I think is interesting. Putin Doesn't Bluff. The war in Ukraine has been in partial hiatus for the past 2 months. But that hiatus is coming to an end as Russia prepares its next move. Today, we're looking ahead to what's coming next. And here's a hint. We could be entering a very dangerous period. First off, the situation on the ground in Ukraine is best understood as a competition between the narrative and the reality. The narrative consists of what you hear from mainstream media, the White House, the Pentagon, and official sources in the UK, France, Germany, and both EU and NATO headquarters in Brussels. The narrative says that the armed forces of Ukraine, AFU, have beaten back Russian forces and reoccupied Kherson, which lies strategically on the Dnipro River, Kyiv's main access to the Black Sea. Based on these advances, the narrative says that Russia is in retreat, Russian troops are demoralized, Putin is in jeopardy of being replaced, and a complete victory for Ukraine is just a matter of time. The narrative is then used as a basis for increased financial aid from the United States and increased weapons shipments from NATO's members. But here's narrative versus reality. But as I've explained recently, the situation on the battlefield in Ukraine is almost completely at odds with the Western narrative. You mean they're lying to us again? But anyway, it's true that Ukraine made recent advances in the east, but they were against lightly defended Russian positions on order near open terrain. Much has been made of Ukraine's retaking of Kherson, but Russia regarded it as a city of little strategic value. Rather than waste resources fighting for it, they withdrew. The Russians also let the Ukrainians have the open land, which will later become a killing field for Russian artillery. That's the reality that you're not being told. In the words of retired U.S. Navy Colonel Douglas MacGregor, the Biden administration repeatedly commits the unpardonable sin in a democratic society, refusing to tell the American people the truth. Contrary to the Western media's popular Ukrainian victory narrative, which blocks any information that contradicts it, Ukraine is not winning and will not win this war. Months of heavy Ukrainian casualties resulting from an endless series of pointless attacks against Russian defenses in southern Ukraine have dangerously weakened Ukraine forces. Russia is preparing to lower the hammer. In the meantime, Russia is preparing to launch a massive counteroffensive. It's completed its 300,000 man, repeat that, it's completed its 300,000 man mobilization, with over 180,000 of those troops now deployed behind Russian lines in the combat formations. The remaining 120,000 troops will arrive soon. That brings total Russian strength up to 30, to about 30 divisions. That's huge, folks. Once again, Colonel McGregor said this, "The coming offensive phase of the conflict will provide a glimpse of the new Russian force that is emerging and its future capabilities. The numbers continue to grow, but the numbers already include 1,000 rocket artillery systems, thousands of tactical ballistic missiles, cruise missiles and drones, plus 5,000 armored fighting vehicles, including at least 1,500 tanks, hundreds of manned fixed-wing attack aircraft, helicopters and bombers. This new force has little in common with the Russian army that intervened 9 months ago. Meanwhile, Ukrainian strength has been greatly diminished due to high casualty rates and has been stretched thin. The greatest risk of nuclear confrontation since the Cuban Missile Crisis, depending on how events unfold, the world is potentially facing the greatest risk of nuclear confrontation since the Cuban Missile Crisis. A limited nuclear war is a real possibility in the non-distant future." Why do I say that? U.S. elites have started psychological war operations, PSYOPs, aimed at Putin with nuclear weapons as the bait. They claim that Putin has threatened to use tactical weapons in Ukraine and possibly other parts of Eastern and Central Europe. That's a lie. Putin never said that. When asked, both Putin and Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said that if attacked, Russia would defend itself by all means necessary, including the possible use of nuclear weapons. That's not news. That's been Russia or Soviet policy since the early 1950s. This lie about Putin's intentions and quickly morphed into another psyop about a false flag operation. That's when you stage an attack disguised to look like an attack by your enemy in order to justify your own retaliation, which you were planning all along. Putin doesn't bluff. It's difficult to know what comes next. It could be that Russia uses a tactical nuclear weapon. Russia might detonate a dirty bomb and blame Ukraine. The U.S. may use a tactical nuclear weapon if it suspects Russia is about to do so. Example of the first strike advantage. The U.S. may detonate a dirty bomb and blame Russia in the classic false flag operation. Regardless, it's not difficult to know that we're on a path to nuclear war. We also know that Putin doesn't bluff. When George W. Bush raised the issue of Ukrainian entry into NATO, Putin invaded Georgia. When Obama staged a coup against a pro-Russian president in Kiev, Putin annexed Crimea. When Biden green-lighted Ukrainian assault in Donbass, Putin invaded Ukraine. Again, Putin doesn't bluff. It'd be a great blunder to believe otherwise. We're sleepwalking down a road that could potentially lead to Armageddon. And Melody, that's a pretty hard-hitting article, but it just tells it like it is. I mean, the West, the U.S., keeps making advances into, we'll say, Russian territory in the sense that we're taking over nations all around them. And we wonder why Putin's upset.
I know. I mean, it's just all being set up. And you know what? And you're right. They're all playing this. We need to think of another term, Russian roulette, chicken. We'll say chicken. We have nations are pledging $1 billion in new aid for Ukraine. I mean, everyone is going all out to protect Ukraine. The EU, Hungary, they reach a deal on sending Ukraine 18 billion euros. The UK Marines deployed on Ukraine high risk ops. It's just, you have the Slovakia prepares to transfer MiG-29 warplanes to Ukraine. That sounds like NATO, doesn't it?
It does.
So, and you know what's interesting too? You don't have a lot of news coverage anymore in Ukraine on the mainstream medias, on cable networks and so forth.
Yeah, that's true. Now that you brought that up, you're right.
And to me, that is, they're gearing up and they, you know, it will be a one day, open the newspaper, turn on your cable news, turn on the TV in the morning, and it would have happened. So, I don't know. When there's no news coverage, that's when I become concerned, more so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. We're going to change gears now and go into some economic situation, Melody, that by the grace of God so far I haven't faced, but I'm sure other people are. This article says, I expect a tsunami of shutoffs. 20 million American households are behind an average of $788 on their utility bills. And they said, this is what I said. U.S. Consumer Price Index rose 7.7% in October from a year ago, down from a 40-year high of 9.1% in June. But high inflation continues to hit consumers hard. According to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, roughly 20 million households in the U.S., one out of six homes, are behind on the utility bills. As of August, these families owe about $16.1 billion in total, with an average amount owed of $788. And the consequences of this could be dire, especially at home heat, as home heat costs are expected to reach their highest level in over 10 years. I expect a tsunami of shutoffs, said Gene Sue, S-U-Sue, a senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, told Bloomberg. Electricity prices have spiked this year due to the skyrocketing cost of natural gas. According to the Energy Information Administration, natural gas is the biggest source of electricity generation in the U.S. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that October prices for electricity jumped 14.1% from a year ago. And just a few months before, in August, this market recorded its biggest 12-month increase since 1981. According to Mark Wolf, Executive Director of NEADA, the country is heading towards a period of unaffordable energy prices. Wolf called on Congress to act to increase funding to offset increasing prices. I didn't know one in six families are that far behind on their power bills, electricity bills, utility bills. And winter's just getting started, Melody. Winter's just getting started. We're into December. November's generally cold, but winter hadn't even got here yet, according to the calendar. It doesn't start till about the 20th. So what does the future hold? I don't know. But the utility, people that far behind already, it could be a rough winter, couldn't it?
Well, I think there's laws against the power companies turning off power in the winter. I don't know if that's everywhere, it's just somewhere and so forth. So I'm not sure. And I think people, too, are accustomed to governments bailing them out. So, you know, that means there's more, you know, more money coming into the system and so forth if they begin to cut some checks to the people for their power and so forth. So, but it is, again, it's just another sign to show exactly where we're at and where we're heading. It's not where we're at. It's what comes next. What do you think is going to come next? And Butch, I'm not. I would love to have things turn around. I'm not a gloom and doom type of a person. I'm a realist, and I try to look at everything from both sides. And usually, you know, you do find yourself somewhere in the middle, and but even in the middle anymore, there's repercussions for things that have been done.
Yes.
And are going to happen. I mean, what do you think bringing in millions and millions of, you know, they are illegal. You have people from other European nations that come through here properly, and they're getting stalled, pushed back because of the problem at the southern border. That has major economic pressures on this country because we take care of them. We can't take care of our elderly, but hey, let's take care of those folks from the south.
Well, yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. It's just crazy.
Well, they spend money that we don't have on them. And if they cut checks they're to relieve the energy crisis for their own citizens, that'll cause more inflation.
Yep.
It's catch-22.
And it's just, and no one is saying or doing a darn thing.
No, not a word about it. No.
And this Congress, instead of trying to fight the January 6th, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, they should be out there to impeach Mayorkas and Biden or Harris, because she's supposed to be the czar of the immigration problem.
What a joke.
It is such a joke, but it's a joke that it's so, yeah, that's what the Republican Congress should be doing when they come into session next month.
I totally
get
agree.
These, you know, forget January 6th.
Well, I want to try to squeeze one more article here. Varon Paul. mother of all economic crises will lead to social unrest and violence. Now, folks, this is from Congressman Ron Paul. Nouriel Roubini, a former advisor to the International Monetary Fund and member of President Clinton's Council on Economic Advisors, one of the few mainstream economists to predict the collapse of the housing bubble. Now, Roubini is warning that the staggering amounts of debt held by individuals, businesses, and government will soon lead to a mother of all economic crises. Roubini properly blames the creation of a debt-based economy on the near or at zero interest rate and quantitative easing policies pursued by the Federal Reserve and other central banks. The inevitable result of zero interest and quantitative easing policies is price inflation wreaking havoc on American people. The Fed has been trying to eliminate price inflation with a series of interest rate increases. So far, these rate increases have not significantly reduced price inflation. This is because rates remain at historic lows. Yet the rate increases have had negative economic effects, including a decline on the demand for new homes. Increasing interest rates make it impossible for many middle and working class Americans to afford a monthly mortgage payment or even a relatively expensive home. So, folks, it's not working. And it's not going to work. It can't work. We're too far down the road, too far in a quagmire of debt, and we'll never get out as long as we keep playing the same stupid game over and over and over again with fiat currency and a government that doesn't do anything except spend and spend and spend. Melody, we're down the last few seconds. What do you want to say?
Funny. I heard a comment about FTX. Someone was saying it was the biggest Ponzi schemes ever in the history of Ponzi schemes. No, the U.S. government has the biggest Ponzi scheme ever created. So 1-800-375-4188. Take us out, Butch.
All right, folks. I'll be back again Friday. Mel will be with you tomorrow, of course, with Dave. You have a great night and prepare yourself, folks. Please. 800-375-4188. We love you, and I mean that. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.